That's exactly what we're doing this morning as we talk to Michelle Rickett, CEO and founder of She Is Safe Ministries, looking at the slavery problem across the globe and the trafficking, the human trafficking, and what can be done just by one person. The prayer support, the partnering with ministries like She Is Safe. Michelle, you wrote a book. It's been just a couple of years ago. It's actually how you and I met several years ago. The book, Forgotten Girls, Stories of Hope, Stories of Courage. It's even won a Reader's Choice Award, a top 10 must-read books on faith and justice, which, by the way, we're going to give away three copies of this book. So if you'd like to win Forgotten Girls, you just text us 800-555-7898. And some of the stories in this book, they're just so powerful to share the need to come together and make a difference in human trafficking.
Yeah, it was such a privilege to be invited by InterVarsity Press to do the research and writing on the book. Founding board member and I, and other volunteer praying friends, really knew that we needed to learn more. And we wanted to hear directly from girls how these terrible things happen to them and how they are navigating a future. And we wanted to ask, you know, how can we get a better look at this and really tell the true stories, nothing salacious, just what's true from their lips, as so that we could create programs that would make all the difference. So that was the impetus. So we traveled to almost a dozen countries and interviewed girls who were under the care of Christian leaders whom we trusted. And oh my goodness, it was the hardest year of my life carrying around those little faces and stories in my heart and mind. One little girl in the book tells that she was being abused by a stepfather, sexually abused, and she had a little sister who was three. And she said, I knew that he was beating us too, and I was afraid he was going to kill her. So one night I waited to hear that he was snoring and woke up my little sister, and she and I ran through the night, and we found a tree that had a big hole at the base of it. And I put my sister in that hole and we stayed there together. And then during the day, I would go into the village and steal food or beg to try and get something for my sister. And she said, I had to save us. I had to rescue us. Well, then her little sister had bug bites on her legs and her legs swelled up. And she said, so I carried her into the village. And a lady said, I see you need someone to take care of you. She took my sister. And she said, I never saw her again after that. And she said, I was too old to be of any use. So I was used as a slave and then sold for sex by the people who had me washing dishes for them. That was her story. And she was a young teen when we met her. She was in a restoration program. And, I was able to lean into that story and tell her, you know, some of us, myself included, have been betrayed by people who should have taken care of you when you were little. But I want you to know you have insights that we're going to tell the whole world about how these things happen to girls so that we can change things.
Yeah.
So we can change men and boys and their hearts and their view. And I believe that Forgotten Girls has done that. It's really helped to get the message out. And that's what we're trying to do here today with International Day of the Girl. And of course, that's every day of the year, is to raise awareness that everyone see what really happens and that there are programs that they can pray for and be a part of, partner together with us. She has done just constantly over these 18 years, getting out the facts, the statistics from the International Labor Department and the State Department as well. And then the real life stories. But what we really love to do is tell the stories of transformation through Christ.
Yeah.
You know, what he has done with these lives. So we don't want to land on just what's devastating, but what is healing, what is actually working. So now people can be a part of helping to create that new day that that little girl and I were talking about so long ago.
You know, the stories like that are unfortunately far too common. You know, as you pick up a copy of this book, Forgotten Girls, you're going to read these stories of hope and courage, and it can feel overwhelming, but there is something we can do. And as you said earlier, Michelle, the very first thing that I think we can do is begin to get the message out, to bring awareness to this, to recognize that this is a real problem. We can pray. And I hope that we are doing just that, that we are praying. There are also some tangible things that we can do, including supporting ministries like She Is Safe. And I want to encourage you to do that. We want to link you to it. All you have to do is come to our Facebook page. It's Don and Steve in the Morning. You're going to find the links there, and would really encourage you. If this has, you know, stirred something in you where you say, I want to do something, at the very least, get the word out, pray, and go check out this website. The link at Don and Steve in the Morning. This is Moody Radio.
On-time traffic on Moody Radio.
Good morning. Traffic's been in pretty good shape for the most part.